This is a sample walkthrough of how you could progress through a healing session for someone else. Please have pen and paper handy or something you can use to jot down notes so that during the body scan portion, you capture your observations so that you don't forget them at the end of the session. Set your intent to move and channel energy for the highest and best good of the healee we are working with. You can say something like, I am surrounded and protected by high light energy, love, and frequencies of healing. And then set your intent to connect with the healee's energy and imagine they too are surrounded and protected by high light energy and love. And we're going to combine three aspects of the modalities we've learned or activities and methods we've learned. We're going to do the 3-2-1 method, followed by the body scan, followed by Bioscalar. This is just an example of how a session could work. I want you to have that experience. So to start off with the 3-2-1 method, we're going to do each of these, I should mention, a little more quickly than we have in prior attempts. This is to get you kind of ramped up and connecting in a way that I know you can to allow things to run more efficiently. So for the 3-2-1 method, you are mostly on your own for this. I'm just going to call out what each number means to remind you. In any way that it works for you to connect, please do so. Level 3 is for relaxing the physical body head to toe. So if you want to tense and release different parts of your body, all the way from the top of your head down to the bottom of your feet, you can do that now while you are repeating to yourself the number 3 times. And then for level 2, you project yourself to your ideal place of relaxation, whatever that looks like for you today. And when you feel you're there, you repeat the number 2 to yourself 3 times. And to access level 1, which is shifting us to the alpha brainwave state, close your eyes. Shift your gaze up a little bit if you're looking at the back of your eyelids and repeat the number 1 3 times. Now we're going to move to the body scan. So for this, we're going to perform a scan of the healee's entire body using each of your intuitive senses. That's the first step of this. And I want you to make note of your observations. You will do this for 3 minutes on your own. I'm not going to guide you through this particular part. So you're scanning the person's entire body with your intuitive senses. I'll return to you in just a few moments. About 1 more minute for the full body scan. Giving you just a little more time here. And then we're going to dive into the regions in about 30 seconds. Perfect. Now it's time to zoom in on the Healy's body and breaking it up through the different sections that we've worked with in the past. You're going to do this for about 4 to 5 minutes, and I'll call out each section so I can kind of guide you through where you should be focusing your attention. So we're going to start, and again, you're just tuning in with all of your intuitive senses. If you want to go one by one through each of them and get whatever information you can, that's perfect. We're going to start with the region of head to shoulders for your Healy. So zoom in, zone in on the head to shoulder region, and I'll give you about a minute. Okay, the next region for us to zoom in or zone in on is shoulders to ribs. So using all of the intuitive senses, checking in on anything that pops or pings or comes into your awareness, shoulders to ribs for your Healy. Do that now, and I'll be back when we move to the next section. Okay, the next section to work with is ribs to hips. Using all of your intuitive senses, whatever information comes up for you, ribs to hips for your Healy. Start now. Now it's time to move to hips to knees. Zooming in on that region, front and back. That applies for all of the regions. I just want to remind you of that here. Hips to knees, what comes up through all of your intuitive senses for your Healy right now. And then knees to feet. This is the last region for the body scan method. Zoning in on that region between the knees to the feet of your Healy, and do that now. Okay, perfect. It's time for us to move on to Bioscalar. So I want to remind you here that it is your breath that is activating or bringing forth the power behind the electromagnetism that is at the core of the Bioscalar method. So using that breath, we trained and learned that it is basically in cycles of five. If you feel something else works for you to feel more empowered, please trust your instinct on that as well. But take a deep breath right now, center and ground yourself in whatever way feels right for you. And imagine bringing energy from the bottom of the heel's left foot up their left leg to their left knee, across their hips and down their right leg and out their right foot. And you want to do that for the next five breaths. Go ahead and do that now. And now for the next five breaths, you want to start the same process, but with their right knee. So you are bringing energy up the right knee, across the pelvis and the hips, down and out the left side of the body. So do that for five breaths right now. And next, we bring energy up through each of the chakras. So imagine that energy comes in through each chakra or energy center, and then up through all of the chakras to the top of the head, and then back down and out the chakra that you started with. You're going to progress through the root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, and third eye chakras. For the crown chakra, imagine the energy comes into that energy center and runs back down the length of the Heelys body. This is the other person you are working with. You are imagining or intuiting their chakras and you're working with their energy body. So you're going to do this part without a step-by-step walkthrough from me. I will join you again in a few moments. Remember to do this part with attention and intention. But we're also not going to spend a tremendous amount of time here. Remember, too, that your breath is key. It's the driving force that's activating the electromagnetic energy. So breathe with intent as well, rhythmically, if that helps you kind of keep a pace. And you're going to, again, bring the energy into each chakra, run it up the body, back down the body, out the chakra you started with. The exception is the crown chakra. When you pull energy in through there, it comes all the way back down through the length of the body. So I will give you a few moments to do that. We'll take about 3 minutes for this part. Okay, you have just about a minute left for this chakra work that we're doing right now. 30 more seconds. Okay, so for the next phase, the next step of this, you're going to revisit each of those chakras, checking its color, shape, spinning it as fast as it can go, and then seeing it, shaping it, molding it into its perfect shape, color, and ideal rate of spin. You're going to do this on your own as well, and I will join you in a few moments. We have 2 minutes here, so work expeditiously, but with intent. And I will see you in 2 minutes. Fifteen more seconds. Okay, and in our last couple of moments here, we are bringing in that beautiful frequency for the Bioscalar wave. So imagine that for your Healy, for their energy body, you are bringing in the frequency of unconditional love, the wave energy of God, of Source, Holy Spirit, whatever it is that you resonate with, tune into that. Imagine you're bringing that energy in. So on each of the next 5 inhalations, you're bringing that energy from each side of the Healy's body. So it's coming from the right side and the left side in toward the very center of their heart space. Go ahead and do that for 5 breaths. Building it up each time. And for the next 5 breaths, you want to imagine that energy coming from the front and the back of the Healy. Still coming and really accumulating in that heart center. Do that for the next 5 breaths. Bringing that energy in, using the power of your breath and your intention. And then we want to bring energy from the top and bottom of the Healy's body into the center of their heart space for 5 breaths here as well. And so now we have all of that energy amassed from right and left, front and back, top and bottom. We have a 0-point energy field, the point of perfection, right there in their heart center. And I want you to tune into one perfect cell that exists there within the space of that perfection and imagine it replicating out. 2 cells to 4, 4 cells to 8, 8 cells to 16, and so on, exponentially, expanding out and covering their entire body. And by covering, I mean kind of from the inside out, from that heart space outward. And I will give you another minute to play with that imagery, set your intent, and go for it. And then we'll be done. Perfect. So to conclude our work here today, I want you to, again, set your intent this time to disentangle your energy from the Healy, from the person we're working with love and respect and gratitude. You can say, I now separate my energy body. I call my energy back to me entirely. I release the Healy's energy back to them. And I ask to continue to be protected by divine love and pure frequency of the highest light. So be it, it is so.